Here in the U.S., students may play a big role in Monday's protests. Thousands of school kids skipped class earlier this spring to join pro-immigrant demonstrations. In Los Angeles, many of those students are now being punished with detention and Saturday school. Youth Radio's Jennifer Obakume attends Inglewood High School, where student protests have prompted a series of lockdowns, and she has this report.
At my school, Inglewood High, plenty of students took advantage of the first day of protests and walked off campus saying, "Ooh, a day off!" But a few of them did organize to go to Los Angeles City Hall. As soon as they stepped foot outside school, the doors were shut and Inglewood High was on lockdown.
We are having a tardy sweep. Students, let's make sure we get to class on time. Teachers, at the sound of the tardy bell, please make sure your doors are locked.
Believe me, no one was going anywhere for any reason. The students who did leave campus were caught on cameras planted around the school. They were given detention or even expelled. Since then, we've had many days of lockdowns, which tortures everyone, including my friend Ilse Silva.
It makes us feel like we're in jail. We're not criminals, we're just students, and they should treat us as such.
Senior Rosina Castillon says students did participate on the first day of the walkouts.
But after that, we kind of like settled down and we followed school regulations, and they still had us on lockdown, so I think that was a little unfair for us.
So, but why do you think that even though there was just that one day, they still have had us on lockdown since?
I just think that they were concerned about students leaving school and accidents that could happen outside of school.
Safety concerns made even sympathetic teachers play law enforcers. Teacher Mr. Vermontes was once a young activist himself.
So there's that part of me that, yeah, I remember what it was like to be young. I walked out too. I staged protests too when I was young. But at the same time, I am responsible for their safety, for their security, for their well-being. And are there consequences? Yeah, there's consequences. In this case, it's Saturday school. And in my opinion, Saturday school, it's a small price to pay, a very small price to pay.
But at my high school, our price for protests was a lot higher. Why lockdown? Here's what my pre-calculus teacher, Mr. Payne, thinks.
Was it absolutely necessary? Probably not. But you go back to the old saying, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
My government teacher, Ms. Zolar, who encourages activism, still says true change begins in the classroom.
As far as the students walking out, the only way to liberation is through education. And if they're here, if their parents brought them here or had them here, obviously they want it better for them. And not getting your education is not going to be an betterment of the lifestyle that their parents brought them here for.
That all makes sense. But it's still funny to hear adults who walked out of school in their day, like the mayor of Los Angeles, trying to convince students not to protest. I have to admit, a lot of the students at my school don't have a firm grasp of the issues, but that doesn't discourage them from wanting to be active and to learn. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Obakame.
And that story was produced by Youth Radio. Coming up, Nuestro Himno, a Spanish-language version of the Star-Spangled Banner, debuts tonight.
Already it's causing controversy. President Bush came out against it today. We'll have that story coming up on Day to Day.